Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello, welcome back to the podcast, and I hope that things are going well for you. I hope that you are having a great start to your day or maybe concluding your day. I hope it's been a good one for you. Nonetheless, welcome back. We're going to go ahead and look at our verse of the day. This is what, or verse of the week, rather. This is what we've been talking about, memorizing, and hopefully you've been able to grab a hold of it as we only have a couple of days left for this one. But 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 7 says this, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." 1 Timothy 6, 7, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." Now let's go to our thought of the day that's out of 2 Timothy chapter 1, and we have jumped into the second letter from Paul to Timothy, and again, some great thoughts here. I hope that you enjoyed 1 Timothy. We've wrapped that up. Won't be here in 2 Timothy long. It's not a long book, but it is a powerful book. Each verse here, each thought has some great principles contained in it. I hope that you'll take a fair amount of time to digest it, trying your best to understand it. But I want to draw attention to chapter 1 and verse 17. Notice what the Bible says, "But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me." Paul was used of the Lord, and we know this, to encourage thousands of Christian people, both in his day, but also certainly in our day. And as a result of his ministry, likewise, we're encouraged today, right? But have you ever thought about who exactly encouraged Paul? I mean, he's got this incredible ministry. God's using him. He's writing these different churches, these specific individuals, and he's encouraging them, right? He's saying, hey, keep doing what's right. I've heard tell about some issues and he writes about all these things, but he's building people up spiritually. He's helping them grow and he's encouraging. But who exactly was encouraging Paul? There are people that come to mind right now that are natural encouragers. I mean, I get around them and they just encourage me. They're positive. They are uplifting, and they just have an effect on other people in a way that builds up and doesn't tear down. Well, you know, who is doing that for Paul? I mean, he's traveling around. He's meeting new people all the time. Who encourages the encourager, the ultimate encourager? And you know what the Bible says? The Bible gives us a name here. And Paul mentions a man by the name of Onesiphorus. Okay, say that four times fast, right? And he was, the Bible says that he was a refreshing force in Paul's life. And the Bible says specifically that right here, when he says verse 17, "But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me." So this is a characteristic of a great friend. I mean, this is someone who went looking for Paul, and understand that this was not an easy thing in his day. I mean, he couldn't whip out his smartphone and just, you know, dial Apostle Paul and, you know, "Hey, where are you hanging out?" No, he had to, by word of mouth, he had to find out where Paul was, and he took the time to do that. He sought him, the Bible says, diligently, and he found me. This was somebody who had a refreshing impact on Paul. Now, the reason I'm laboring this point is because so many times when we as teenagers think about our relationships, our friendships, we struggle with the fact that maybe we want more friends than what we have. Maybe we wish that we could have deeper friendships with people than what we have now. And so sometimes we struggle in that. And, you know, sometimes that's just because, maybe we're in a smaller group setting or something of that nature. I understand that. But, you know, sometimes we don't have as many friends as maybe we'd like to because we don't put forth any effort. And, you know, on Onesiphorus's part here, there's a seeking going on. The Bible says he was diligent in finding Paul. And so, you know, we got to be careful that we just don't get in this mindset of, oh, I wish I had more friends, and oh, it'd be great if more people just, you know, were drawn to my personality and all this stuff. We've got to make sure that we are doing some seeking. You know, what does the Bible say? A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. There's some effort that's taking place there. And so you say, Brother Scott, are you saying that we shouldn't pray about our friendships? No, absolutely. In fact, you should do that. But the other side of that is that I'm going to put forth some effort to connect and find some, not just any friend, but some godly friends. Those are the type of friendships that we ought to be working towards. And, you know, friendships that are going to help and encourage our walk with God. So don't be just so content to, you know, well, I've got one friend and that's all I need. You know, open yourself up to maybe some other opportunities that God may want to use in your life to bring about refreshment, bring about encouragement. Okay, so just a thought on seeking friends and the testimony of the one who encouraged Paul, the ultimate encourager, by the name of Onesiphorus, all right? So I hope that thought is helpful to you today. Let's connect with people. Let's reach out, and let's be a blessing in the name of the Lord. Let's go ahead and notice our teenager of the day. Take some time to pray for Grace today. Grace is a seventh grader in our youth group, and let's take the time to reach out to her and maybe ask her, hey, do you have a prayer request, something you'd like us to pray about? That would be a blessing to her, all right? So let's do that. Come back tomorrow. Can't wait to share another timeless truth right out of God's Word. Take care.